accidentally on purpose, Vivian has spilled champagne on Ozir's coat. She takes it off him to dry it and steals the document from the pocket. Ozir is drunkenly embracing her when the king bursts in.
Vivian, what are you doing carousing with the Minister of War? I have given up my throne for you.
Your Majesty, you have proven that you were not false, that you would sacrifice all for me, but I cannot accept. I have restored your throne. You are still the king.
Vivian, I will write another abdication. I don't care
what... Your Majesty, wait. I was suspicious of this woman, but she has proven her worth to be a queen. Behold this document.
What is this?
Mademoiselle, forgive me for doubting you. We have researched your life and have discovered that you are, in truth, the daughter of a prince.
A prince?
Yes, a rotten prince, but a prince nonetheless. The document proves it.
It's true, dear. He was my husband. I didn't tell you because I couldn't trust your heart to a prince. Any prince.
You're my mother?
Can you forgive me?
Mother!
Have you another for your husband?
The king has chosen his bride, and after what I have to tell him, he may soon choose another minister of war. I might suggest someone who has always had your Majesty's best interests at heart, and whose actions have always been above board.
Hey, buddy, what about the title you were gonna sell to me?
I recognize you. What about what you promised me?
I'll speak to your highness later. I may be in disguise.
Darling, we shall be happy forever.
And I will be in reality what I have been on the stage, the real prima donna.